We're in Isfahan.
Yeah.
Isfahan.
Isfahan.
Isfahan is a city in central Iran, known best for architectural masterpieces, featuring beautiful mosaic tiles, with the city's crown jewel, known most famously as the Blue Mosque.
Welcome to Isfahan.
About 200 miles south of Iran's capital, Tehran, Isfahan is located on the main trade route that crisscrosses Iran and the Silk Road in ancient times. It understandably contributed to its important role in antiquity, having accumulated great wealth, enjoying the status once as one of the largest cities in the world. Once Cyrus the Great unified the Persian and Median lands into one empire, the religiously and ethnically diverse city of Isfahan became an early example of the king's fabled religious tolerance. It is said that after Cyrus the Great freed the Jews from Babylon, some Jews returned to Jerusalem, where others decided to live in Persia and settled in what is now Isfahan. According to the Encyclopedia Britannica, and I quote, "The Jews trace their heritage in Iran to the Babylonian exile of the 6th century BC, and like the Armenians, have retained their ethnic, linguistic, and religious identity," end quote. The Arabs captured Isfahan in the year 642. The people inhabiting what is now Lebanon were referred to as Phoenicians by the Greeks. The Phoenician language was very close to ancient Hebrew. Carthage, in what is now called Tunisia, was one of 300 Phoenician colonies in the Mediterranean, including Morocco, Algeria, and Iberia. Isfahan is historically also rendered in English as Isfahan or Hispahan. Rumi was born in what is now Afghanistan, wrote in Farsi, the official language of Iran, finally settling in modern Turkey, where he died. Today, Iran, Afghanistan, and Turkey claim him as their national poet. However, none of these countries existed back then. Iran was called the Persian Empire, a monarchy, and it was several times larger than it is today, including all of today's Iran and Afghanistan, as well as parts of Pakistan, Turkmenistan, Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, Turkey, and Iraq. Rumi was a charismatic, wealthy nobleman, a brilliant scholar who in his late 30s met a wandering, modest holy man by the name of Shams, which in Arabic means sun. In Rumi's own words, after meeting Shams, he was transformed from a bookish, sober scholar to an impassioned seeker of truth and love.
Baruz mag chetabut man ravan beshat goman mabar ke mara dard in jahan bashat baraye man mag gerye magu dariq dariq be dur di darafti dariq an bashat چان ازم چو ببینی مگو فراخ فراخ مارا وسالو ملخات آن زمان باشد مارا بگور سپاری مگو ودا ودا که گور پردای جمعیاتی جینان باشد فرو شدن چو بدیدی برامد برامدن بنگار گروه به شمس خمارا چرا زیان باشد خدا غروب نماید ولی شروک باید لحد چو حبز نماید خلاص جان باشد کدوم دنا فرو رفت در زمین که نروشت چرا به دنای این سنتین گمان باشد کدوم دل فرو رفت و پر برون نمد زهچا یوسفی جنرال چرا بوگان باشد. دهان چو بستی از این سویان طرف بگاشا که های ای تو در جایی لا مکان باشا.
Tradition holds that Shams taught Rumi in seclusion for a period of 40 days before fleeing for Damascus. There's a legend that says one day Rumi was reading next to a large stack of books. Shams Tabriz, passing by, asked him, "What are you doing?" Rumi, regarding him as an uneducated stranger, scoffingly replied, "This is knowledge that cannot be understood by the unlearned." At that moment, the book suddenly caught on fire, and Rumi asked Shams to explain what happened. Shams's reply was, "This is knowledge that cannot be understood by the learned." The bird of paradise, a peacock, rests on top of the dome inside the mosque. The architect included a hidden meaning in the plan of the building. The mosque is a concrete representation of an ideal garden in which grow the tree of life and the tree of knowledge, Eden. The beautiful tiles are painted in 7 tones, a symbolic number which in India reflect the 7 chakra system of the body that leads to enlightenment and covertly alluded to in Western alchemical tradition as the 7 planetary spheres, misunderstood by many of its hidden spiritual context. 7 also has a significance in sacred geometry, where numbers are real things, and they have their own shape and vibration, which has been magnificently incorporated into this building, giving it the most amazing echo and acoustics.
Is it easier?
Exactly 7. But why? Why 7?
Sacred number, yes.
And don't forget, the world was built in 7 days. So it shows that they calculated the rest of these structure to have exactly 7 times of reverberation here. And also very functional to send the voice of the clergy to all audiences.
So King Solomon would send, along with King Hiram of the Phoenician Empire, fleets of ships every 3 years to Tarshish to bring back gold and silver, exotic animals, exotic fruits, and so forth. This ancient Tarshish is none other than Sepharad. You must say, what's Sepharad? Sepharad is Spain. Even to this date, Spain is Sepharad. And from there you derive the term Sephardic or Sephardim that are the initial ancestors of Jews in Spain, that's Sepharad. Now, talking about Christopher Columbus, a lot of people don't know, but I'm sharing this with you, he was a converso, meaning he too was a crypto-Jew or a Jew in hiding. It so happens that the majority of the passengers on La Niña, La Pinta, and La Santa Maria, his fleet of ships, were of our kind of surname. What kind of surname? Hispanic surname, Spanish surnames. We are the descendants, many of you are descendants of the secret Jews of Spain. That's the crypto Jews I'm referring to.
I'd like to thank my subscribers who have recently made a tax-deductible donation to Atlantean Gardens, the nonprofit organization that sponsors my research and publishes my books. My name is Robert Sepper. I'm an independent anthropologist, producer, and author that is very grateful for your recent generosity, and all the donations that came in are making a big difference here. So I thank you wholeheartedly. Please also consider taking a look at my books available on Amazon.com. Please subscribe if you haven't already. Kindly share these videos if you find them interesting. So will your friends and family. I appreciate your feedback, your comments, especially when they're positive or constructive. And as always, Buffy says hello and thanks you for the support. My name is Robert Sepper. I look forward to seeing you next time.